Good morning. The 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew can well be compared to round 12 in a boxing match. The Pharisees and scribes have been sparring with Jesus in chapter 9, and now the gloves are off. It seems it's like going to be a fight to the finish. Jesus in verse 1 to 12 has already delivered a jab, and with it he has picked up a few good scoring points. But then he launched into a combination of punches, 7 of them to be precise. The Bible records these series of straight punches as the 7 woes against the Pharisees and the scribes. The Greek word for woe is hard to translate, for this word communicates not only wrath but also sorrow. Jesus is not throwing some star tantrum here. This is righteous anger tinged with sorrow. This anger followed by sorrow is clearly seen when Jesus brings to a close chapter 23 with his lament over Jerusalem. It is not Israel, his lost sheep, that is denounced by Jesus, but the focus is on the scribes and the Pharisees, whom Jesus calls hypocrites. You see, this word hypocrite in Greek in its original context meant one who answers to a statement in a dialogue. In its more popular context, it came to mean as one who acts a part. In the truest sense of the word, a hypocrite is an actor, but not a genuine one who immerses himself into a role. Rather, he is one who pretends and merely puts on an act. In calling the Pharisees and scribes hypocrites, Jesus uncovered their masks, thus bearing their true thoughts and feelings. The gospel text of today covers the first 3 woes. Consider them to be 3 good, powerful straight punches thrown in a classic 1-2 combination. Before the Pharisees or scribes even knew what hit them, he will deliver the knockout in verse 29, the last of the 7 woes. But for now, the first 3 punches hit the Pharisees and scribes where it hurt them the most. They did not see them coming, so they could not even slip or sway and so guard themselves. The opening woe is directed against the Pharisees and scribes because they hid the key to the kingdom. This was not a physical key, but a metaphorical one. Jesus was the key to the kingdom, and by preventing him from bringing the good news, they shut out those who were keen to enter. This the Pharisees and scribes did very effectively by masking the message of love that Jesus preached with their 1,000 petty rules and regulations. Their complex and often false interpretations had made them blind guides who continued to pretend that they knew God's will. The second woe of Jesus was in reality a backhand compliment to the Pharisees for their diaspora mission, on whose foundation Paul had built his mission. It was the aim of the Pharisees to reach out to God-fearing non-Jews and proselytize them to the faith of Judaism. In doing so, they often imposed on them their narrow understanding of God's law as lived in ceremonial actions such as circumcision. As one text so well puts it, the converted became the most perverted, for those that were proselytized became fanatics. In reality, the Jews had become missionaries of evil. The third woe was directed to the greed of the Jewish leaders. You see, the Decalogue says nothing about oaths or vows other than you shall not take the Lord's name in vain, or you shall not bear false witness. In denouncing the interpretation of the oaths as proposed by the Jewish leaders, Jesus was simply asking one to speak the truth. However, what made this war against the Pharisees and scribes so pointed was their greed behind their interpretation. In reality, they did not care about the sanctity or of an oath, nor about the sanctity of the altar or the sanctuary, but rather their eye was set on the gift and the gold on which it was kept. For the Jew who lived at the time of Jesus, any oath taken with God as witness was binding. With their eye on the gold and the gift, the Pharisees maliciously ruled that the oaths taken by the sanctuary of God and the altar of God did not hold as binding, because the oath was not sworn only to God. These hair-splitting judgments were certainly an affront on the sensibilities of any honest man who could see through the evil intentions of the Pharisees and scribes, for the altar and the sanctuary both belong to God. Our Gospel of today stops at the first three woes. Jesus has gauged by now the chink in the armor of the Pharisees. Their defensive techniques are no match for Jesus. Their high guard is about to go down to Jesus' knockout. Have a blessed day.